One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm. Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Hayley, our veterinary nursing assistant from Devon, played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, Hayley enjoyed a strong start, completing Contrast with only one wrong answer. With £250 banked and 852 heartbeats remaining, has she got what it takes to be a winner on 1,000 Heartbeats?
So, Hayley, welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Now, as you know, we didn't have enough time last time to complete all of your rounds, so let's just have a quick reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we'll deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 100 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, Hayley, are you ready to carry on?
I am, yes.
Perfect. Let's reveal your next game. It's Unravel.
This is Unravel. You'll see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Hayley, you've got 852 heartbeats remaining. Pretty good first round. So, are you going to play on for £500 or are you going to cash out for £250?
I'm going to play on for £500.
All right, well done. Good luck.
Thank you. Let's play
Unravel. All right, Hayley, when you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Nonsense. Action. American. Manicure. Dynamic. Uncertain. Gentle.
Yay, it's not the heartbeat. Well done, Hayley. Come on over. That's really good. Really good. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank
well
you.
Well done. Just one wrong again.
Yeah.
Just one wrong again, that's perfect. You peaked at 158 beats per minute.
Again.
Still really high.
No.
And you used 143 heartbeats. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So if you won some money this afternoon, what would you do with it?
Well, I've always wanted to start off my own fostering agency. I don't currently foster at the moment, but I'd really ideally like to sort of perhaps build an agency that focuses on a small amount of foster carers and just build up something that really focuses on the needs of some of the children in the UK, so...
Hey, well, good for you, Hayley. We wish you all the very best. All right, let's move on to round three. It's Assemble.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So, Hayley, we've got 709 heartbeats remaining. We've completed two rounds, and you're keeping wrong answers down to a minimum, which is fantastic gameplay. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I think I'm going to play on for
£1,000. That's the right answer, Hayley. Okay. Good girl. All right, let's play Assemble. It's basically a big jigsaw. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Lenny Henry. Play.
10. Eight. Nine. Seven. Ten. One. Six. Step off.
Can't see it.
No.
No, not at
Sorry.
All.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise. Don't apologise. Let's have a look. Let's reveal the missing pieces.
Seven.
And then finally, let's reveal the final piece. There you go, Lenny Henry.
Okay.
Lenny Henry. Now, you stepped off the plate.
I did.
So let's take away the 100 from 454. Leave you 354. So what's going to happen now is we are going to put another picture up, but you only have to find two pieces.
OK.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Try and do it as quick as possible.
OK.
All right, let's play it. Assemble. Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
OK.
Britney Spears. Play.
3.
See it.
I just can't see it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Don't panic.
It's 8, isn't it?
It is 8. See it now, can't
I can,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you, I said don't panic. Just take your time. Let's take a look at the final piece. There you go. Right, so because you stepped off the plate, it is going to cost you 100 heartbeats.
Okay.
All right, so let's take 100 from 281. Let's go 181.
Okay.
So you just compose yourself, Hayley.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, just relax. Okay, Hayley, we've replaced the picture. You need to find two more missing pieces.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Take your time.
I will.
All right. Let's play Assemble. Hayley, you need to find the two missing pieces. So when you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Anthony Hopkins. Play.
7.
Stop the heartbeat! Yeah! Well done! Come on!
Woo!
You did it!
Thank
you. You did it. And you did it really, really quickly. Well done, Hayley. That's good news.
Thank you.
It's good news. So in total, you got 5 wrong answers. 5 wrong answers! You used a massive 569 heartbeats.
Okay.
That's huge.
Never mind, I just couldn't see them.
You peaked at 160.
Okay.
All right, but listen, it doesn't matter. That's out the way, it's done, we can't change it. But what we can do is we could possibly win some money because you've got 140 heartbeats remaining. I would imagine that we're going to cash out.
Oh, most definitely.
All right, so let's play Cash Out.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Right, Hayley, it's all come down to this. To win your £1,000, you need to complete Cash Out. Remember, in this round, you cannot step off the plate.
OK.
You've got to keep playing. Are you ready for £1,000 to play Cash Out?
I think so.
Of course you are, Hayley. Come on, you've been great fun. All right, let's do this. For £1,000, let's play Cash Out. Good luck, Hayley. Come on! If you're ready, Hayley, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The final book in the 50 Shades trilogy is called 50 Shades Change.
True.
Dustin Hoffman and John Voight star in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
False.
The Battle of Bosworth Field was fought between Henry VII and Richard III.
True.
A skink is a type of lizard.
True.
The Serpentine Lake is situated in Greenwich Park in London.
False.
British rapper Tiny Temper's real first name is Sean.
True.
Oh! Oh, my goodness me! Oh, my goodness me! Hayley! Hayley, that was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Oh, my goodness me.
Can I go again?
Oh, I wish you could, because you've been great fun, Hayley. Oh, my goodness me, that was unbelievable.
Oh, well, never mind.
Listen, have you enjoyed yourself?
I've had a brilliant day. You've all been smashing. I've loved every minute of it.
You've been brilliant. No, but you've been so much fun. And listen, send our love to the kids.
I will.
And we wish you all the very best with whatever you intend to do with all the foster kids that hopefully are going to come your way.
OK, lovely.
All right, so thank you very much. You've been great fun.
Thank you. Fabulous.
Unfortunately, Hayley, you made it to round three, but you used up your 1,000 heartbeats. You've been a great sport. Thank you very much, kids. Mwah. All the best, Hayley. Thank you.
Thank you.
So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Find out in a couple of minutes.
Which film series opens with the words, "A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away"? Star Wars or Star Trek? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you which film series opens with the words "a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away." The answer is Star Wars.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Let's welcome Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Swift entrance, we like that. Keen, eager and ready to play. What do you do for a living, Ben?
I am a university student at the University of Sunderland.
And where are you from?
I am from Sunderland.
Oh, OK, so you're from Sunderland.
Don't get out much.
Studying at Sunderland University.
That's
what are you
right.
studying?
Primary education, so trying to be a primary school teacher.
Oh, that's tough.
It is, but it's very rewarding at the same time.
OK, now, as you know, we're monitoring your heart rate. Currently, it stands between 100 and 110 beats per minute. That's okay. Pretty good.
OK, good.
Pretty decent. If you can keep it like that throughout gameplay, it means we've got a chance at completing as many rounds as possible. Now, remember, the quicker your heart rate, the less time you'll have to complete all of the rounds, and the quicker our string quartet will play. Are you ready, Ben?
Yes, confidence.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. That's what we like. Ben, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. Now, your first game today is Compare.
This is Compare. You'll see a question. You'll then face a series of different options, and you must choose the correct answer. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish Compare before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play. Good luck, Ben. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Which of these films had its initial UK release first? Play: Pretty Woman, Notting Hill.
Pretty Woman.
Ice Age, Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
American Beauty, The Usual Suspects.
American Beauty.
Apocalypse Now, Saving Private Ryan.
Apocalypse Now.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Dumb and Dumber.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
A Fistful of Dollars, Brokeback Mountain.
A Fistful of Dollars.
The Green Mile, 8 Mile.
The Green Mile.
The Lion King, Shrek.
The Lion King.
Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Snatch, Lock, Stock and Two...
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yay, fellow Harvey! Well done, Ben.
Thank you.
Seem a little bit disappointed.
Film's not my strong point.
You not like films?
Not really.
No. No. What would be a strong point? What would be a subject that you would like to see on the board?
Music, preferably. Or what? Geography. I like geography.
Now then, you used 196 heartbeats. It's quite a lot. You got three wrong answers, which is 75 heartbeats. So try and get the wrong answers down to a minimum. Your peak was 159. That's quite high, Ben. So after round one, you've banked £250. So let's move on. To round two, it's Unravel.
This is Unravel. You'll see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
You've got 804 heartbeats remaining, Ben. Pretty good start. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'll play on.
All right, we're going to play on. Good luck. Let's play Unravel. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Number. Enable. Cautious. Superhero. Costume. Thousand.
Yay, Scott Harvey! Well done, Ben.
Thank you.
No wrong answers.
Good.
Perfect round. You used 128 heartbeats and you peaked at 149. So that's coming down. And you got no wrong answers.
Yep.
It's good. It set you up for a good set of rounds. Well done, Ben. So let's move on to round three. It's Assemble.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
Now, Ben, you've got 676 heartbeats remaining. Did really well in the last round. Do you want to play for £1,000 or cash out at £500?
I'll play on for £1,000.
Perfect. Let's play Assemble. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Nicole Scherzinger. Play.
Three. Seven. Eight. Six. 12.
Hey, he's got the heartbeat. Well done, Ben. Great stuff. No wrong answers. Well done. Fan of the Pussycat Dolls?
I am now, yeah.
Of course you are. Nicole Scherzinger, lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls there. Now, you used 95 heartbeats and you peaked at 150.
Yeah, I felt it high that time.
A bit nervous?
A little bit.
Well, try and calm
wasn't
down.
Too confident.
How much money are you hoping to walk away with?
I'd like to go around 5,000, if possible.
Let's try, Ben. Let's reveal round four. It's Identify.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
581 heartbeats remaining. Ben, how do you think it's gone so far?
With the exception of the first round, I'm quite pleased. If I can just keep the heart rate down, I'll be even more pleased.
Here we go, then. Are you going to play for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I am going to play.
Let's play Identify. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
The Pickwick Papers, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Little Dorrit, Barnaby Rudge, Far From the Madding Crowd, Death Comes to Pemberley, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, The Little Match Girl, Charles Dickens novels, play.
The Pickwick Papers, Little Dorrit, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Barnaby Rudge.
Yay! Dr. Harvey!
I thought it depended on the question.
It did. You only used 20 heartbeats. That's one of the quickest rounds we've ever had on 1,000 heartbeats. Great gameplay, Ben. You had no wrong answers. Big reader, Charles Dickens, one of your things?
Just things I've picked up through quizzing. I do a lot of quizzing.
Who'd you quiz with? On your own, with your mates?
With my friends' family. We quiz 4 times a week. Well, I quiz 4 times a week. And I run my own music quiz on a Sunday.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Now, Ben, before we reveal your next round, we're going to take a quick break. So join us in a few moments' time to find out how he gets on.
Which of these numbers sits between 8 and 14 on a standard dartboard? 7 or 11? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you which of these numbers sits between 8 and 14 on a standard dartboard. The answer is 11.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats, where Ben from Sunderland is currently playing. Ben, are you ready for your next game?
I am indeed, yes.
Here it is. It's mathematics. How's your maths?
It's OK, I think.
It's Keep Up.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and a mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer 3 sequences. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £5,000.
Ben, you've got 561 heartbeats remaining. You said you wanted to play for £5,000. We're at that point now. Are you going to play for £5,000 or cash out for £2,500?
I am going to play.
We're going to play. Let's play Keep Up. Come on, Ben. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
One, play, multiply by 42.
42.
Add 60.
102.
Multiply by 2.
204.
Subtract 82.
122.
Add 178.
300.
Subtract 299.
1.
Sequence 1 complete. 2. Multiply by 45.
90.
Add 245.
335.
Subtract 215.
120.
Multiply by 3.
360.
Add 88.
444. 448.
Divide by 224.
2.
Sequence 2 complete. 3. Add 471.
474.
Subtract 186.
288.
Divide by 4.
72.
Add 353.
425.
Subtract 138.
287.
Subtract 284.
3.
Stop the heartbeat! Very good, Ben. Very good. 18 equations, one wrong answer. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. Well done, Ben. How do you feel after that?
Happy.
I should feel exhausted because your peak was massive, 170 beats per minute.
Yeah, it felt massive.
Woo! A little bit nervous?
Terrified, yeah.
Just try and calm down. It's only me, our string quartet, and a fella in a weird bowler hat. All right, just relax. If you win the money, if you cash out and you take home the £5,000, what would you spend it on?
I'd love to travel. I've got two places in mind I'd love to go. I'd love to go to New Zealand. And New York has always been a favourite of mine.
It's a concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
It is.
Pivotal part of the game now, Ben. You've got 247 heartbeats remaining. You've got a very tough decision to make. Now, before you make it, let's take a look at round six. It's Decipher.
This is Decipher. You will see five statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering two questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
Ben, you've got 247 heartbeats remaining and you said earlier on that you wanted to play for £5,000. Well, you've done that, you've banked £5,000. So what are you going to do? Are you going to play for £10,000 or are you going to cash out with the five that you've already banked?
I'm going to cash out.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
So, Ben, it all comes down to this. To win £5,000, you need to get five correct answers in a row. If you run out of heartbeats, it's all over. And remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. Are you ready?
I am.
So go and visit the Hobbit.
Yes, hopefully.
Let's play Cash Out. Ben, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Each player has two bishops at the start of a game of chess.
True.
The cartoon character Popeye has a nephew called Poopeye.
False.
The stomach of a giraffe has four chambers.
True.
Hilltop Farm in the Lake District was owned by Beatrix Potter.
True.
The US President's Resolute Desk in the Oval Office was a gift from Queen Victoria.
True.
In France, Bastille Day is celebrated in July.
True.
St. Paul's Cathedral is in Liverpool.
False.
Yes!
Thank you.
Well done. Well done, Ben. A sigh of relief. Well done. How do you feel?
Delighted.
You should be, Ben.
Absolutely delighted.
£5,000 for a student, for anyone, is a massive amount of cash. Congratulations. What are you going to spend it on? Are you going to go to New Zealand?
I'll have to go now, yes.
You've got to go. You said it, so you've got to go. You played a really, really good game. You've been a fabulous contestant.
Thank you very much
for playing, Ben. All the best. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Enjoy your trip. So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Let's welcome Paul. Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Very confident walk across the studio floor there. Where are you from, Paul?
I live in South London, Chelsea.
And what do you do for a living?
I train secretaries and personal assistants around the world.
That's a high-pressure job.
1,000 women all wanting my attention, it's not always easy.
That's a high-pressure job! So, basically, you teach women and some men how to be a PA, personal assistant, and a secretary.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what do you do to relax, Paul?
I like to play squash. My coordination's not quite as good as it used to be. I tend to run into a wall at full speed, so... Wow. I need to slow down a little bit.
But you're pretty fit.
Some have said so.
Good, because having a fit heart, or being physically fit, is an advantage in 1,000 heartbeats. So throughout the gameplay, Paul, we're going to be taking a look at your heart rate. At the moment, it's between 110 and 130 beats per minute. It keeps going up and down. All right, so just try and relax. Now, are you ready, Paul?
Never been more ready.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. So, Paul, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. There are two simple rules to 1,000 heartbeats. The first one, if you get a question wrong, it will cost you 25 heartbeats. The second one, if you can't think of an answer whilst you're on the plate, you can step off, but it will cost you 100 heartbeats. And once you step back on, the question will be completely different. Today's first game is Contrast.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish Contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready?
I am.
Let's play. When you're ready, feeling nice and relaxed, please step onto the plate.
Pablo Picasso, Andy Warhol, Play, is credited with saying everybody will be world famous for 15 minutes.
Andy Warhol.
Is known for his blue and rose periods.
Pablo Picasso.
Directed an 8-hour silent film called Empire.
Andy Warhol.
Was a regular at New York's Studio 54 nightclub.
Andy Warhol.
Was awarded the Lenin Peace Prize.
Pablo Picasso.
Was portrayed on screen by Anthony Hopkins in a 1990s...
Andy Warhol.
Was married twice.
Andy Warhol.
Famously painted cans of Campbell's soup.
Andy Warhol.
Featured It Girl, Edie Sedgwick, in several of his works.
Pablo Picasso.
His Women of Algiers is the most expensive artwork ever sold at auction.
Pablo Picasso.
Yeah! Come on over, Paul. Well done. You got 3 wrong. 3 wrong. Art. Is it one of your things?
No. Not
really?
Quite.
So you use 192 heartbeats. It is quite high, but you did get some wrong answers. So
yes.
For you, during gameplay, your peak was 143.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Feeling confident?
Never more so.
Good man. All right, let's do it. After round one, you've banked £250. Before we reveal your next round, Paul, we're going to take a quick break. So join us in a few moments' time to find out how Paul gets on. We'll see you then.
Denise Van Outen provides the voiceover for which reality TV show? Made in Chelsea or The Only Way is Essex? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Denise Van Outen provides the voiceover for which reality TV show? The answer is The Only Way is Essex.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats, where Paul from London is currently playing. Paul, are you ready for your next game?
Let's go.
I'd worry if you said no. Here it is. Let's move on to your next round. It's Reorder.
This is Reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items, followed by an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Paul, you've got 808 heartbeats remaining. So are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
You had me worried then. All right, let's play a reorder. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
X-Men, Iron Man, Daredevil, Blade, Batman Forever, Sin City. Comic book films, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
Blade. X-Men. Sin City. Batman Forever. X-Men. Sin City. Step off.
I think you did the right thing there, Paul. You did the right thing because you were struggling. You got some wrong answers. You were struggling with this question. Batman Forever was Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Next one. Blade, Wesley Snipes. X-Men. Daredevil. Sin City. And finally, the start of the Iron Man franchise.
OK.
So you stepped off. It's going to cost you 100 heartbeats.
Yep.
Let's take that away from 620. You now have 520. You can forget about comic book films. That's gone. Not your topic, not your subject. We're going to carry straight on, but this time you only need to find five answers.
OK.
Good luck. Let's play Reorder. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Chicago, Detroit, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Miami, Dallas. Major US cities, location, west to east, play.
Chicago. Detroit. Miami. Salt Lake City. Dallas. San Francisco. Chicago. Step off.
I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see west from east.
The only thing, west to east, but you kept going with Chicago and Detroit and everything else. It's the other side.
I know, I was going back to front.
We didn't ask you to do that.
I know, I was going from east to west.
So start off with west to east. We got San Francisco, that's one. The next one, Salt Lake City. Then it's Dallas. Then it's Chicago. Then Detroit. And then finally Miami. It's quite a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Ever travel to America with the job?
No, and I don't plan to now.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take away 100 heartbeats from the 293 that you have. You've now got 193. You need to do this round really quickly. This time you need to find four correct answers.
OK.
Good luck, Paul. Let's play Reorder. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Seize, cent, un, trois, dix, vingt deux. French numbers, value, smallest to largest, play.
Un, deux, trois, six, dix, vingt deux.
Oh, well done, Paul! Paul, come on over. Remember, you only needed four.
OK.
You only needed four. You were so focused. In total, you got 14 wrong answers. You used 747 heartbeats.
Is that a record?
It's not a record. It's second place.
I like that.
Yeah, it's second place. You peaked at 136 heartbeats. So it's not too bad. It's just those wrong answers.
Yeah. Oh.
So let's look at the two remaining answers before we move on. 1, 3, 10, 16. Next one is 22. 22. And then finish with 100, which is cent. You have 61 heartbeats remaining, Paul. OK. Well, let me ask you, is there any point me showing you in the next round?
Not this time, though.
No. All right. So, Paul, let's play Cash Out.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
So, Paul, it's all come down to this. Good luck, Paul. For £500, let's play Cash Out. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The Congo River flows through Africa.
True.
The band Franz Ferdinand share their name with a famous historical figure.
True.
The circumference of a circle is twice its diameter.
False.
Concorde's first commercial flight took place in the 1980s.
True.
Oh, Concorde's first flight was in 1976, Paul. We weren't born then, so we won't remember. Unlucky. Unlucky. Have you enjoyed yourself?
It's been fantastic.
It's been an experience, and you've been the best dressed contestant we've ever had.
You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, thank you. Come on, come on. You made it to round two, but unfortunately used up your 1,000 heartbeats. I am really sorry, but thank you for playing, Paul. It's
my
been
pleasure.
Fabulous. All the best, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Vernon.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Good. Where have you come from?
I come from Oxfordshire, yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a head teacher there for a school that goes from 3 years old to 16 years old, so, yes.
Oh, right, OK, so that's the whole shebang.
It is, all the ages, yeah, from the really tiny ones and to the 16-year-olds who are doing their GCSEs. Yeah, I love it, it's great.
How long have you been a head teacher?
3 years now. Before that, I was a church pastor, and before that, I was a primary school teacher, so I've kind of done a mixture of things.
Excellent stuff. Well, good luck today, Steve.
Thank you.
We're monitoring your heart rate, and let's take a look. It's 142. Beats per minute. So it's quite high, but don't worry, you'll relax, and once you get into it, you'll be fine. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes, Vernon.
Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. Steve, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. Your first game today is Contrast.
This is Contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish Contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Let's play. Steve, when you're ready, step onto the plate.
Labour, Conservatives, play. The first UK female Prime Minister belonged to this party.
Conservative.
The National Health Service was founded under this party.
Labour.
Michael Foote was leader of this party.
Labour.
Was in government at the time of the coronation of Elizabeth II.
Conservatives.
This party's logo is a red rose.
Labour.
Was founded by Sir Robert Peel.
Conservatives.
Speaker of the House, John Bercow, is a member of this party.
Labour.
Formed a coalition government with the Liberal Democrats in 2010.
Conservatives.
Stop the heartbeat. Well done. Come over. Well done, Steve. Just one wrong answer, which means we take off 25.
Sure.
But you used 120 in total. Pretty good.
OK.
If you can bring that total down, Because your peak was 162. Then you'll go far.
Wow.
You need to relax. So you settle yourself, get your heart rate down. Unfortunately, Steve, we've got to stop there because the show has come to an end. But join us again next time to find out how Steve gets on. We'll see you then.